This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Local level election candidacy withdrawal open till 5 p.m. today. Five-party coalition to take action against electoral alliance outside camp. And United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres criticized UN Security Council for failing to prevent or end war in Ukraine. Now, the news in detail. The Election Commission has said those registering candidacy in the local level election could withdraw their nomination within 5 p.m. today. Those willing to withdraw candidacy could reach the office of returning officer and withdraw nomination within 5 p.m. today. According to election schedule, the final name list of candidates would also be published today itself. The Commission would provide the candidates with an election symbol tomorrow. According to Election Commission, the Office of Returning Officer established at the 753 local level would provide candidates with an election symbol. A local level election is taking place on coming May 13 for a total of 35,221 members, including the Mayor, Deputy Mayor, Chairperson and Vice Chairperson of 753 local government units, 6,743 ward chairpersons, women members and Dalit members in the same number. The candidates had registered their nominations on April 24th and 25th. According to the records, as of Thursday, 153,145 people have filed their candidacy in the local level election. A meeting of the five ruling parties today decided not to recognize any electoral alliance forged outside the camp given the upcoming local level elections slated for May 13. The meeting, attended by top leaders of the coalition partners, took place at the Prime Minister's official residence, Balwatar, has sought the prompt withdrawal of the alliance forged outside the coalition. Otherwise, the relevant party will immediately take action against the move. The meeting, chaired by Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba, decided to make efforts to withdraw independent candidacies filed representatives from the parties in the alliance going against the alliance agreement. Likewise, the alliance is to swing into action against candidacies filed for the mayors and deputy mayors at 6 metropolises and 11 sub-metropolises, violating the central understanding. The meeting later made public its decision and it is signed by Nepali Congress President Deoba, CPN Maoist Centre Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal, Janata Samajwadi Party Chair Chair Upendra Yadav and Rashtriya Janamorcha Vice Chair Durga Paudel. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress has urged its leaders and cadres to withdraw their rebel candidacy against official candidates of the party in the upcoming May 30 local level election within the Election Commission stipulated time. Issuing a press release today, Nepali Congress Office Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Paudel urged rebel candidates of the party to withdraw their candidacy within 5 p.m. today and also play an active role to make the party official candidates victorious. The statement reads, if the candidates did not withdraw their rebel candidacy on the Election Commission's stipulated date and time, the party membership of the candidates, their proposers and supporters would be automatically terminated as per the Article 4.12 of the Nepali Congress Statute 2017 Bikram Sambat. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur in some places of Province No. 1, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and a few parts of hilly regions of the rest of the province. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 17.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 31.4 degrees Celsius. At present, there is an influence of local winds as well as westerly winds in the hilly terrain of the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international updates. Rockets hit the Ukrainian capital Kiev during the United Nations Secretary General's visit to the city, in which he criticized his own organization's Security Council. Antonio Guterres said the council had failed to prevent or end the war in Ukraine. The 15-member UN Security Council is specifically tasked with ensuring global peace and security, but it has faced criticism, including from Ukraine's government, for failing to act since the invasion began in February. Russia is one of the 5 permanent members of the body, and it has vetoed more than one resolution to the conflict. Russia had so far denied repeated requests by Kiev to allow the last Ukrainian defenders and civilians trapped in the Azovstal industrial area to be evacuated. 2 campaign groups have said executions in Iran rose alarmingly by 25% last year and surged after hardline cleric Ibrahim Raisi was elected president, according to Norway-based Iran Human Rights and France's Together Against the Death Penalty. At least 333 people were put to death. The report says 126 executions for drug-related offenses were 5 times higher than in 2020. The figures are based both on official announcements and sources inside Iran. In October, a UN human rights expert warned that almost all executions in Iran were an arbitrary deprivation of life, and urged the country to end the imposition of the death penalty where it violates international law. Police in South Korea has arrested 2 people suspected of leaking military secrets to a person believed to be a North Korean agent. Police said the chief executive of a cryptocurrency exchange and an army officer divulged login details for South Korea's Joint Military Command. They are accused of receiving large sums of money in exchange. North Korea and South Korea have been locked in a tense relationship ever since fighting a war between 1950 to 1953. It has been alleged a camera and a USB device were used to give the agent access to data between January and March. The 2 men were arrested earlier this month. The whereabouts and the identity of the presumed North Korean agent are unclear. It is also not clear what the other information might have been accessed. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Local level election candidacy withdrawal open till 5 p.m. today. 5-party coalition to take action against electoral alliance outside camp. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres criticized UN Security Council for failing to prevent or end war in Ukraine. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.